Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
High noon in the District of Columbia on a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday. We are live in Baltimore, Maryland. USAA presents Radio Row in advance of tomorrow's Army-Navy game and fired up to have Mike Mayock join the show. Mike, what's up, man?
How you guys doing?
Good. So we did this last year.
Yeah.
And we were talking about Jaden Daniels and the red-hot Washington Commanders.
Yep.
Yeah.
And we're doing it this year, and they are not red-hot.
You know, this NFL, man, it eats its young.
Yes.
And I did the playoff games. I did the first one at Tampa, and I was blown away by that rookie quarterback came in and completely unfazed, made plays in the fourth quarter, win a football game. Mm-hmm. Now you got to go on the road again to Detroit, I think one of the most difficult places to play in the league. And he does it again. He stands on his head. Nothing fazes him. And my take on the kid is, you know, coming into this season is I had four franchise quarterbacks. And then there's a group of like 5 to 12. You can win a Super Bowl with, but they're not going to put you on your back and carry you there. Mm-hmm. And I had Jaden Daniels off to the side because I was like, he was a franchise quarterback last year. But you got to do it more than 1 year.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of the way I look at it. I don't know. You the same way with that?
Yeah.
You got to do it more than 1 year. And you look at his build, and that was one of the things that the scouts were talking about. You know, coming out of school was just how slight he is. He hasn't taken a lot of big hits in college, but that's going to be his durability and how he's able to answer that, I think, is ultimately going to be his legacy, number one in the league, and number two, Washington's legacy.
Totally.
Yeah. People talk about, like, guys gaining weight.
Yeah.
Guy that's built like he is. Like, I see people, oh, you get 30, 40 more pounds, then he wouldn't be able to be the guy he is. I look at him at about 10 pounds.
Yeah.
If he goes about 10 pounds heavier in the right way, I think he can withstand it. Just still, you protect yourself because Ben Roethlisberger was huge. He got hurt eventually
because
he got hit too much. How do you think a guy go about doing that? Just not that big, but how much can you put on and not lose something?
You know, I look at him a little bit like Lamar coming out of Louisville, right? And Lamar's in plus or minus year 8 now. And he's beat up. And I don't want to put – because I did their game on Thanksgiving night, Baltimore's, and he looked like a different guy to me. He's had a lot of lower body stuff. And Lamar is similar in that they're the only two guys I ever said to coming out of college, you know, how fast are you? And the answer is as fast as I need to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can run away from I can run away from defensive tackles. I can run away from corners. Just as fast as I need to be, both those guys. Lamar looks like a different guy to me this year, and I hope he's okay physically. So take that and look now at Jaden, 10 pounds makes sense to me. His frame isn't going to allow a lot more. And even if you did more than plus or minus 10 pounds, it's not going to be effective.
Right.
Yeah. Right? That's not happening. So I think for him, it's a matter of getting healthy in the offseason, and it's a matter of him and the coaching staff reinstituting. And I think he has slid a lot. He has tried to get over.
Yeah.
But he's got to be really cognizant of when to go down, how to go down. When the down is over, which I think is hard when you're a competitor with great legs. When's the down over when you're in the pocket?
Sure.
Are you better off just flipping the ball out of bounds and not taking a hit? Or are you better off taking three hits, trying to get away and make a special play? And that's a hard thing to differentiate because that's what makes them special.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want to take away what makes them special from the kid.
You know, it's funny. We talk so much about Jaden, understandably. But I think this season for Washington has revealed real warts outside of Jaden. When you look at the Commanders roster and the number of vets they've got on expiring deals, like, what do you think – you were an NFL GM. Like, you've been in those chairs. What do you think Adam Peters' top priority needs to be this offseason?
Yeah, I think coming into this year, I agreed with what he did because he's coming off one game from – the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? So you're trying to double down and go all in. So you want those vets back, especially on defense. Guys getting older, you want them back. You can't let Terry McLaurin get out of the building.
Right.
You know, and unfortunately, you know, that whole thing turned into an injury-riddled season for him, even though I think, you know, he's 30 years old and there's a real decline for receivers when they get there. Not everyone, but, you know, and he had the injury problem. So, In all honesty, they got to get young. They're one of the are they the oldest team in the league? They're one of the oldest, if not the oldest. You know, they got a lot of places where, you know, linebacker, edge, you know, defensively and on that offensive line. For me, they got to get younger.
We're talking with NFL Network analyst Mike Mayock, former GM of the Raiders. If Washington's probably going to finish with a top five pick, maybe top seven, but we'll see how the season shakes out. I know this isn't maybe the strongest quarterback class, but if you were running Washington and you know they don't have a lot of draft capital because of some of these trades to acquire veterans,
right,
would you be looking to move back?
Every draft's a little different, and we don't even know who's declared yet.
Right.
However, philosophically, if you're sitting somewhere in the top 10 and you have an ability to move back, you'd love to. My first year in 2019 with the Raiders, we were at four. Because I inherited a four-win team. We're sitting there at four. I was dying to move back. So I tried to trade up to two to get Nick Bosa, and San Francisco laughed at me. I tried to trade up to three with the Jets to get Quinnen Williams. Same result. And I had spent a bunch of time on the phone prior to the draft trying to talk teams about moving down. Mm-hmm. Why do teams move up or down? The teams are only moving up to get a player. Right, and it's typically in the top 10, it's typically a quarterback.
Yeah.
And that year, the only quarterback was Kyler Murray, and he went one.
Right.
So there was no reason for any – like, I was praying he would fall to four and we could trade out. Obviously didn't happen. So it's really more about, A, philosophically, yeah, if you can get out of that pick, it makes a ton of sense to acquire multiple picks.
Sure.
I always tell people, you got to have somebody willing to work with.
100%.
You
know,
just two to tango.
Yeah, just because you want to do it don't mean somebody. I hear fans they call it all the time with these astronomical things to do. But if somebody is not there to work with you, you can't do it.
It's like asking Susie Q to the prom, and she says no. Well, okay. Well, it takes two. Well,
now, then, I want to go with her, but she don't want to go with me.
Yeah, exactly. Now I got to go to the next one. Hey, do you want to come? No?
There you go.
Mike Mayock joining us here at USAA's Radio Row in advance of tomorrow's Army-Navy game. Let's zoom out from Washington because they're not going to be a contender this year. We know that. We were having this debate the other day. Who do you think ends up winning the MVP this year?
Pooh. That's funny. I haven't even thought about that. I'm so into, like, the teams and what's going on there. Give me your favorites. Give me some favorites,
I'll react to it. Stafford, Drake May, kind of the two heavies. And then depending how Buffalo closes out, Allen's played really well, too.
Yeah. The thing I hate about the MVP is it's always a hot quarterback. But, you know, it's – but
– Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
New England's ahead of schedule, yeah. Right? I mean, May's done a hell of a job. I would be a Matthew Stafford guy in that group. I love what they're doing. I love how they're doing it. He's 37 years old, had a bad back coming in.
Yeah.
And I think going into the postseason, B. Mitch, you could talk about this a little bit, but when you get in the playoffs, despite what we just said about Jaden Daniels, it helps to be a veteran, you know. Mm-hmm. And I think Stafford's won a Super Bowl. He's the kind of guy that if they get into that into the playoffs healthy, Matthew Stafford's a guy just say, watch out for. He can win it. He's won a Super Bowl already, and he's playing at the peak of his game mentally.
Absolutely.
I think when you look at him, like he has 11 touchdowns more passing and less interceptions than Drake May.
He's been phenomenal.
And their schedule has been a little tougher.
Yeah, I don't think they ask as much of Drake May, what you're saying. Yes. I think they do a great job in New England with Vrabel kind of deflecting what he has to do now. I think it's awesome, though, because they're developing him. To me, the development piece of the draft is huge. You know, you got to, and that's why quarterbacks like Sam Darnold, you know, all these regenerated quarterbacks, Daniel Jones, Geno Smith, like people are going, where'd they come from? Well, they were always talented, but they didn't have the right fit.
Right.
And now guys are getting out of these guys some of their talent. So that's at every position too.
So you brought up Darnold.
Yeah.
Obviously, you know, the Seahawks, the Rams look fantastic. Yeah. And the AFC, it's kind of the upstarts in the Broncos and the Patriots with the best records. Who do you think is the best team in football right now?
You know, a year ago, I would rattle off four or five teams and tell you who the best was. And I in my head, I knew it was Philly and Kansas City from this point on. Mm-hmm. This year is a completely different animal to me. It's the NFC West, and there's three teams there. You know, everybody forgets about San Francisco with 9 wins, and they're well coached, and they've got their quarterback back, and you better watch out for them as we get closer to playoff time. But, you know, Darnold didn't play as well at the end of last year, so you don't know what that's going to look like, and I'm excited to see that with him. LA, to me, is the team in the NFC because I think the two divisions are the NFC West and the NFC North. And in the North, you got the Packers, Bears, and Lions. The Lions are, like last year, they're beat up on the defensive side of the ball. They just lost Brian Branch, their best defensive back, and really leader of that team. They're going to have fight an uphill battle stopping people. They just put 44 on Dallas 2 weeks ago, so you know they're explosive, right? So can Green Bay play to level with Love consistently? And I think Love and Darnold are similar, that they can go up and down a little bit. You know, and in the playoffs, you can't do that. You got to stay up.
Stay up.
You know, so I guess my answer to you would be probably the Rams in the NFC, just because of what we talked about with the MVP and Darnold being the most consistent.
What's the bigger surprise for you? I think both
The Chiefs and the Ravens have the same record at 6-7. What is which one of those two is the? I mean, because think about it, we're in Baltimore. Yeah. They were talking Super Bowl going into this.
Yeah, sure.
Kansas City's been in the Super Bowl the last 5 years or whatever.
People ask me in the offseason about the Chiefs' odds, and I was like, until you, you know, to me, they're always the champ, the AFC champ. Like, until you beat the champ's in, the champ's involved.
There you go.
And because of Andy Reid, because of Patrick Mahomes, and because of Steve Spagnuolo, to me, they're always in it. And they're almost mathematically eliminated. So I'm really surprised by that.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. Last one.
Pat can come back, though.
Yeah.
And people are like, oh, man, he's done now. That's 1 year, bro.
Right.
He got something left.
I'm with you.
Yes.
I'm with you.
You think Dallas has any shot of catching Philly in the East?
The way Philly's playing, it's looking a little more like 23 than 24.
Yeah.
Because of that tie game, you know, Dallas. I looked at Dallas's schedule this morning, and it's totally doable. I mean, Dallas could run the table, and if they do, Philly's going to have to win three of their last four to get to 11 wins. Because Dallas will be 10-6-1 at that point.
Oh, yeah.
So, and I don't know if Philly's going to win three or not. They got Buffalo. They got Washington twice.
Mm-hmm. Getting the Raiders helped.
And the Raiders.
And the Raiders.
Yeah, the Raiders helped this week, for sure. Yeah.
Mike, thank you for the time, as always.
My pleasure,
really appreciate
fellas.
It. Thank you.
Always good. Great to see you, man.
When you sign this football, we're going to try to do a giveaway with this football.
Oh, yeah. For me, you'll get about 39 cents. So you better get Mitch on there.
We'll have to get him to sign
it. Got to get him on there, or it ain't worth anything.
Well, thank you for the time, man. Really appreciate it.
Always
cool
my
that you're
pleasure.
Here supporting USAA and the Army-Navy game.
For
man.
Sure. 100%. All right. Thanks.
Take care, dude.
Appreciate
thank
it,
you. Mike Mayock, just tremendous stuff there. And I think it's so good to get the perspective of a guy that's been in the chair.
Yeah.
Of, you know, because we're going to have Commanders fans when we finally get to draft talk. And let's not do it till January.
Oh, they're going
to
lose it.
Everybody's going to want to trade down. And it's so easy to say trade down.
But you can say trade down, but it has to be the right deal. And then you got to have somebody that's willing to work with you. If somebody doesn't want to work to come up, how the hell you trade down? And you have to look at that. And I say it every time somebody says it. Trade down. With who?
Right.
Okay. Well, somebody going to want to trade down. You don't know that. If they come to you with a deal that makes sense, you do it. If they don't, you got to pick the best player at that position and hope he hits.
Totally.
You know, that's the whole thing about this whole draft thing is a crapshoot. If you pick the best guy, he may be the best, he may not be. If you move down, you may pick three other guys that may be horrible. If you stay where you at, you may be a guy that may be great. You know what I mean? So you don't know how it's going to work. And the ultimate thing is whatever you do, find out what your criteria is and pick a guy that fits it, no matter where you're picking them at.
I don't expect this, but you know the best thing that could happen for Washington?
What?
Arch Manning declares for the draft. Because right now, you're talking about three top 10 guys, and whether they should or shouldn't is a different debate. Quarterbacks get overdrafted.
Mm-hmm.
Mendoza's regarded as the top quarterback prospect, the Indiana quarterback.
Kid, yeah.
He's got some stuff to him. And he's prototypical.
I like him.
Prototypical size, 6'5", 230. Like, that, it's everything you dream of in a quarterback, right? Then the kid at Oregon is good. That dude is an accurate passer, mm-hmm. Dante Moore. I think he'll be the next QB off the board. Also has the size you look for, 6'3", 210. And if you look at the mocks and you talk to the draft people, it looks like the Bama quarterback, Ty Simpson, is going to go mm-hmm. too. And he'd be a top five, top 10 guy. Washington's probably – if the draft was today, they'd be the sixth pick. We'll see where this lands when we get to the finish line.
If Arch were to declare where you think he'll go, you think he's top four? I mean, I know he's had some okay games. He had no spectacular games.
He finished strong. He was good in that A&M game. He was really good in that A&M
game. I mean, but, like, you played 13 games, and you give me good in that A&M game. Where was his spectacular game at?
I got a take that you may laugh at me about.
Mm-hmm.
I think if Arch goes, I wouldn't be shocked if he goes one overall. I wouldn't be shocked
of his family history.
I think that
right there.
I think people will bet on the upside.
Okay.
I mean, we see it in the NBA all the time, where the best player isn't the guy that gets picked the highest, right?
Yeah, but you know that's the thing about it. I don't compare football and basketball ever. Basketball, one guy if he hits, he can be the guy offensively and defensively on the court at the same time. If that quarterback don't hit and you take him high, you screw your whole team up.
I hear you. In his last four for Arch, he went over – he went 389, 251, 328, 346. Had – I mean, what is that? 5, 8, 11 touchdowns against two picks. Mm-hmm. In the A&M game, he was better on the ground. I don't know, but I just – what I know for sure is that if he declares, it's good for Washington because they're not in the quarterback market. The more quarterbacks you get, draftable quarterbacks, really, really high, that would help their ability to move back. But I also want to be clear, if Washington – say they land at 6 and they love Caleb Downs from Ohio State, take him. If it's a blue chip player that can change your program,
and that's what I'm saying. You pick the guy. You don't worry about the more picks. Everybody like, go get more picks.
They had 5 top 100 2 years ago. How'd that go?
I hear our fans right now saying, "Move down, get more picks." But I flip the page and I see the same fans complaining about all the picks that they don't think worked. So what difference does it make?
Totally. All right, Urban Meyer. National championship winning coach with the Gators and the Buckeyes. Urban Meyer should be joining us next here live, Radio Row, Baltimore, Maryland, at USAA's Army-Navy Radio Row. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.